This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Also, the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And that's how you find us. All righty. Right now, live and in living color, as they say in Radio Land, we have the one, the only, the incomparable Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And they're in a good mood today, I'm telling you. Except for the Buffalo Bills fans. Sorry about that, Buffalo. Actually, we've got to be the home of climate change today. You know why?
Because everything's about climate change.
That's right. And because the Bucks won the game, then they gave up 24 points in a row to Buffalo. They came back and tied the game, and they went into overtime. It had to be climate change, right?
It's all about climate change.
All right. Well,
everything.
Yep. Let's get started, because we got to nail this puppy right away. Joe Biden's approval ratings have dropped to a record low 36% on the latest Democrat poll. Now, as Americans have become much more dissatisfied with his handling of crime, inflation, the price of gas at the pump, the border, the military complex that we got around the world, and this, that, and the other. But what he really did that really ticked the people off over the weekend, Frank, was he pledged to do whatever it took to help the states ravaged by the tornadoes. Now, that's good so far, right?
Well, of course. It's what he should have said.
Then he went off the
stopped right there.
Yeah. Then he went off the deep end, and he went off on climate change. And he went so far as to call the tornadoes a hurricane.
Yeah, it's one hell of a hurricane. You know, this climate change thing, first of all, it's embarrassing to be an American under the Biden administration.
Yes.
You know, and while first responders and rescue personnel and volunteers are literally crawling over dead bodies to rescue people who are still alive.
That is correct. That is correct.
This idiot politicizes the situation to further his climate agenda, his transformative, politically based climate agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether to be frothing at the mouth angry or ultimately embarrassed at the overt political activism this guy executed before people are even buried on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not the only one, because we had Eric Swalwell and others, that, I'll call them deranged Democrats, that were blaming, of all people, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and the Republicans for creating this, ignoring climate change and creating this mess. And, I mean, folks, don't listen to these fools.
There's a reason why they call it a theory, okay, because it's a theory.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that's been consistent over the years is that anything, any data that comes forward that questions the validity of the absolutism of mm-hmm. this cult, this eco-zealot cult, is ignored. You have data, you have the initial data with the hockey stick that created the hockey stick theory
mm-hmm.
that was absolutely false. And they just ignore it and keep going. If it's too cold, it's climate change. If it's too hot, it's climate change. If it doesn't rain, it's climate change.
Mm-hmm.
If there's flood, there's climate change.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid has a runny nose, it's climate change.
Yep.
Everything is climate change. And what's their answer to this? Well, we have to tax you more, create industries that don't work that you have to use, and we have to give global government more control over what is said about climate change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And based on data that only goes back as far as a pimple on the ass of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this. When did meteorological data start? When did we start compiling it?
Well, let me just go back to what I said here when we started. We were aware of, and I was watching the weather and the bulletins and the scenario that was setting up 2 and 3 days before this big line of storms formed. We knew it was coming. The people were being warned out in front of it. We were talking about it with the truckers to let them know what they were going into. And, I mean, we knew about it, okay? So if we knew about it, and we knew where it was going, and it was in an area that traditionally some areas had tornadoes, some hadn't in a while. But the only thing about this was a monstrous storm, 500 miles this tornado was on the ground, and it was one single line of tornadoes.
And tornadoes have been happening since the beginning of the Earth.
You bet.
They just have.
Mm-hmm.
Our planet is cyclical when it comes to weather.
Yep.
We have weather that is nasty. We have weather that is easy. But it's been here longer than these idiots in climate change.
Yep. And now we have a break that we have to take. Frank Silvato and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Eastern Seaboard, the Upper Midwest, and as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins? Oh, yeah. And they're commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now and know that if you've got a clean, certified pre-owned vehicle, you are going to wind up getting 25 or 30% more for that car. Now, Moss Nissan happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors always get great care taken care of them. And they've got a fabulous selection of several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you might want to have. By the way, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and I stopped by the construction site up there in Brooksville on Saturday. Oh boy, it's starting to take shape. Moss Nissan coming to Brooksville, Florida on State Route 50. Now check them out online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. That's Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, 29 states have now confirmed the Omicron variant cases, most amongst the vaccinated people. But, ironically, there's been no real rise in hospitalizations, which we knew to begin with was going to be the case, correct?
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to the person who discovered it over in South Africa, who's still scratching her head wondering what all the hoopla is about. Yeah, this is a nothing burger. But yet, you know, you've got Dr. Fauci out there in his little elf hat, elf on the shelf, the evil elf on the shelf,
mm-hmm.
looking at you saying, oh, you got to be careful about Christmas and better get your booster shots and make sure that you ignore everything, all the other treatments that you could actually have for, because we need you to get the stick.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Probably because of climate change.
Yeah, let me tell you a little secret. You're going to need a booster for the booster, and that's going to be an every year deal. Mark my words.
Oh, it's, and people, you need to understand that coronavirus has been with us for a very long time.
Yep.
COVID-19 is the 19th strain of COVID virus. It's man-made,
mm-hmm.
but it's the 19th strain, which means that there are going to be variants from now until the Earth splits in two and spins out into space.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get more variants like Omicron, and then Omicron 2, and then Son of Omicron. You know,
and Zubicron.
I mean, it's the flu.
Oh, boy.
It's the flu. Take the masks off. Wash your hands. Don't cough on people and go about your life. But as long as you let the government tell you you've got a mask, and you can't fly, and you can't travel, and you can't go out, you can't do this and that,
mm-hmm.
then you're a pawn in the control game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it's not a bad flu. It is a bad flu. We've had bad flus before. But I don't recall a time ever in the history of the United States when we've been so affected by snowflakeism,
mm-hmm.
where we have to be scared and fearful and just listen to the government, because Big Brother knows what he's talking about all the time. And Matt, besides the U.S. military, when we go into battle, what has government ever touched that they've made better?
And not much. I can't think of anything.
Yeah. So why are we lockstep and they're so almighty knowledgeable in this?
Mm-hmm. Now, I got one for you here. Titleist, the golf ball company, has banned the Let's Go Brandon logo from any of their customized golf balls. But they were allowing the Kill Cops and Kill Trump logos on their golf balls.
And the fake BLM movement.
That's right.
You know, first of all, if you're a golfer, you know Pinnacle's much better than Titleist. Okay, you just know that. Titleist is an average, it's the average golf ball with the biggest name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so screw Titleist. I'm not using them anymore, and everybody else should just jettison them now. Send them a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a guy who owns golf courses, you know, and they allow the demonization of a president. But we can't have this, though. Because we're moral and ethically bound to have ethical and moral golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
By the way, Hillary Clinton said something interesting over the weekend, and I have a little message for her. Hillary Clinton says Americans won't recognize our country if Trump actually wins in 2024.
Good. I hope that we can't, because right now we're a third world tin pot dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for once in her life, she's right. We won't recognize the United States because we'll be getting back the freedom, e pluribus unum, and opportunity for all, sort of opportunity mm-hmm. for the few and the anointed. Mm-hmm.
But I have a message for Hillary. Hillary, just sit down and shut up. We don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, and why is the media giving her so much credence? She got to read what her victory speech would have been 5 years after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Has any other failed candidate for president of the United States had mm-hmm. that opportunity ever?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go
Why do we have to listen to Hillary Clinton?
Let's go to the telephone line and let's see what Mel wants, okay? Mel, what's your question for Frank Silvato?
Yes, Doc. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Kat. Yeah. You know, what's going on with this coronavirus? You're poking a bear. What's a bear do after he gets poked too many times? He gets up and he's the side of your head off. In regards to your last guest, Chris, and you were talking about Tampa Bay and Buffalo and this and that and the other. You know, before, when they were taking a knee, you know, the NFL wasn't worth the powder to blow them away with. But now, you guys are giving them all sort of credence. I myself, since that happened, and I'm a black American. I'm an American who happens to be black. I don't watch NFL. I have nothing to do with it. That NBA or the NBA. I mean, it's like, you guys, I don't know.
Okay, what's the question? Because we're running out of time.
Well, we're supposed to be patriots. We're supposed to, you know, honor our flag, our national anthem.
Okay.
No, I hear you guys right back into it again. To me, Captain, I don't know. I mean, you guys got to start, you know, showing some, you know.
All right. Go Bucks, Mel. Yeah. Go Bucks. Okay, go ahead, Frank.
I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, I get it.
NFL hasn't recanted. You know, they're still pushing the BLM thing.
By the way, none of them have. None of the pro sports.
No, yeah. Well, the NHL was never really into it, but, you know, for obvious reasons. But it's got to stop. This is supposed to be a diversion from regular life.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be getting proselytized when we do something that for enjoyment and a diversion from the turmoil and the tumultuous reality that we have to live every day.
Mm-hmm.
This was a main argument we had with Hollywood
mm-hmm.
not too long ago. Every single movie and mm-hmm. every single television show was preaching an ideology and a political bent.
Mm-hmm.
And the ratings for those shows went down and people stopped going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you would have think that Major League Sports would have understood that lesson from what happened to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
people don't like to be preached to when they're doing spare time stuff. They just don't.
Yeah, let me throw this in real quick because we're going to run out of time. From Fred in Fort Lauderdale, he says, I attended a church a week ago in Hot Springs, Arkansas, a free state. There were no masks required, no pew separation required. Here in Fort Lauderdale, the church is asking for masks to be worn on Christmas Eve and Christmas Sunday, obviously because of the increased attendance. Otherwise, for vaccinated parishioners, no masks required.
Well, no mask should be required all the way around.
You bet.
All the way around.
You bet.
Herd immunity, people. Herd immunity.
Yep. All right. Got to let you go, and I will talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. You betcha. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go over there. Check it out. You'll find out all the different things that are going on in the great world in which we live in, and you can listen to his podcast.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scores of souls were killed by tornadoes across at least six states Friday night and early Saturday morning. Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, and Kentucky were hit. In all, 227 miles of destruction for an unusual storm this time of year. Some Kentucky residents on the BBC.
People's lost everything, and it's terrible.
We're just going to clean it up and throw it all away and start again. That's all any of us can do here, you know. But there's nothing worth keeping.
President Biden has declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky and ordered federal aid to be made available to the hardest hit areas. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday the United States, North Korea, his country, and China have agreed in principle to declare a formal end to the Korean War. There has been no formal treaty ending the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. More negotiations are needed. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for well over 6 years, and the reason I started to take it was because I knew I had to get rid of the prescription stuff that I was on because it was making me woozy and dizzy, and sometimes I just didn't feel, you know, right, make your stomach upset, whatever. I said, man, there's got to be a better way. So after a test run with Aleve, about 8 capsules a day, which wasn't smart, I then chose to try Relief Factor, which I heard on a commercial, just like this on the radio. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are all natural. And it's 100% drug-free. But it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is a problem I have. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And it will go right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And you will have an opportunity to get the 1995 3-week quick start, and away you go. And I'm telling you, it works for me, it'll work for you. Okay. Now, Joe Biden, oh boy, this guy, oh man. He said, U.S. inflation has likely peaked. Really? Really? Yeah, that's what he said. He said that on Friday. But here's the problem with that little story. I'm looking at what creates all the problems. Oil. West Texas crude is up today. It's $71.67 a barrel. Brent crude is up today. It's $75.15 a barrel. Remember, it had dropped down below $70 for a while, but it didn't stay there. Now, the futures are back to $82 a barrel, and the price of gasoline wholesale at the refinery before it gets out to you, the consumer, through the channels that it has to come through, at the refinery with a tax in it, federal tax, it's $2.14 a gallon. Diesel at the refinery is $2.25 a gallon. Now think about that for a minute. That's what those products cost. Look at the tax that's in there. Look at the tax that's in there. And these states can't make a go of it, even though they are getting more tax revenue than they've ever seen before because of the price of oil. And a lot of these states charge a percentage. So when the price of oil goes up, the price goes up on the pump, the fuel tax goes up based on a percentage. Isn't that nice? So, now you know the rest of the story. By the way, President Trump, former President Trump, over the weekend with Bill O'Reilly down there in Miami, they were in the baseball park. And they thought they might be able to fill it. That didn't happen. They had a little bit more than half in the arena, which meant they had about 20,000 people that were there that paid to come and see Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump have a conversation, talk about issues. And, you know, that ain't bad. That ain't bad. Yeah, the stadium wasn't full, but 20,000 people? That's more than the Democrats can muster most of the time anywhere they go on a campaign trail. They've never come close to that. So think about that for a second when people try to tell you that, well, the Democrats... Joe Biden is going to be in Washington, D.C. in front of the XYZ convention. And you go there and they got about 1,000 people there. Think about that for a second. It is what it is, right? Now, Donald Trump Jr., who's not running for any kind of office, came out and said that he wants the United States of America to succeed. Even under Joe Biden. How about that? And by the way, if you were following Twitter yesterday, #GoodRiddance was the message that was being sent to Chris Wallace after he announced he was leaving Fox News for CNN. Now, I don't think, and here, the rumors have already started over there, that he's going to be the next primetime host for Chris Cuomo. He's going to take over his spot. But if that's the case, why would he do that when he wasn't doing it at Fox? He might have had a little cameo appearance, but he certainly wasn't doing an hour show every day. And his show was actually on Sunday, Fox News Sunday. So we're hearing that he's coming to the streaming side of CNN. which is something they're trying to develop, a la the Fox Nation deal, which has got, I don't know how many million people signed up for it, and they're doing very well. So we'll see what happens there with Chris Wallace, but the hashtag #PoundGoodRiddance was amongst the top trending hashtags yesterday on Twitter after Chris said that he was leaving for a better, what do you call it, a better experience or something like that. But we did a little checking as the day went on and found out what he's probably going to wind up doing. By the way, Iran may be launching a missile into outer space. Satellite images are suggesting an Iranian space launch is coming soon. A lot of speculation over what it might be. If it's a test for nuclear weapons, it could be. We'll see. We'll see what the situation is. By the way, Dick Morse, who is over at Newsmax these days, said a credible U.S. threat can deter Russia from invading the Ukraine. Well, yeah, it can. Will it? Don't know. Don't know. And, of course, Donald Trump, over the weekend, said, despite the woke cancel culture, America still loves Christmas for the most part, and they're celebrating Christmas as normal, which is good. Very good. Now, Mike Pompeo, when it comes to Iran, and when it comes to China, and the Winter Olympics in China, has scolded the International Olympic Commission, or committee, and says the global business giants need to stop supporting the Winter Olympics in China. No need to explain. You all know about the Uyghurs. But again, will it happen? Won't it happen? Oh, and by the way, I just got reminded. Thanks, Jim. Jim just told me Fox anchor Chris Wallace said he was leaving the network, ready for a new adventure. Okay. Okay. Hang in there. We're coming right back with the Sports Zone quarterback. That would be Patrick Hyland.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Alrighty, it's time for the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. And when Patrick Hyland isn't being the Sports Zone quarterback, he's being the Sports Zone insurance quarterback. And here's more about him.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052,
813-966-1052. Wow, and wow, and wow, and good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, sir. What a freaking game that was yesterday.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. I believe you're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and there was a couple more games in there that were very interesting, too.
Right,
but
there was.
Yeah, it was the day. And, you know, for those of us that are fans, and I am a fan, I will admit it. And to the people that go, well, I'm not supporting you because of this and that. You know, get a life. Get a freaking life. Sports is a way of life. And I've been involved in sports in one way or another for, oh, I don't know, a few years.
No, you called it amazing when that Buccaneer-Bill game was going on. The San Francisco 49ers and Cincinnati Bengals were in overtime also. So to have two games in overtime at 7:15 on a Sunday night, pretty exciting, pretty interesting stuff, to say the least. And then the big rivalry game last night, Captain, the Chicago Bears went up there to Green Bay, and they led in the first half, 27-21. Looked like they're going to give them a game. And then Green Bay came out in the second half and scored 24 unanswered points.
Now, they said that was the highest scoring game in the series.
Mm.
So far, the highest scoring total points
Total points.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. 75 for those two? Yeah, that sounds like that.
Because they had 69. They had 69 total points when they met earlier down in Chicago. It was 55-14.
Yeah.
So this one would have it would have been more points. So, okay.
Yeah. No, it's been crazy to say the least. I mean, you know, they brought up Aaron Rodgers, you know, with his comment, "I still own you," to the Chicago Bears fans back on October the 17th. And, you know, he owned up to it. He said, maybe I shouldn't have said it, but I did, and I'll own it. And, hey, that's just how I felt. They were coming at me, and, you know, I just got emotional. But it's been a great ride.
You got emotional?
There you go.
You got emotional?
There you go.
Okay.
Mr. Rodgers. Now, the other playoff implication games, Dallas held on against the Washington team 27-20. That was a very important game.
What are they called now, the Washington Americans?
Caucasians.
Oh, Washington Caucasians. Okay, all right.
Yes, sir. And then we have Cleveland and Baltimore. What a ball game that
was. Oh, yeah.
In the earlier game. Well, Lamar Jackson went out, so that was didn't help the squad at all.
No,
nope. For Baltimore and Cleveland won 24-22, and Baltimore won the other one. That division is really up for grabs now. So we'll see. Pittsburgh, Cincy, Cleveland. Cleveland losing to San Fran didn't help. Helped out Cleveland and Baltimore, but that's about it there. In Pittsburgh losing Thursday night. So that's pretty much most of the wrap up there. I'm looking forward to college bowl games coming up here in a couple weeks, Captain.
You know, I just heard an ad to my flagship station for the Outback Bowl.
Yes sir. How about that? One statement: the Lions coming to Tampa, Florida, Raymond James to take on their Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yep. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, should be a good ball game. You know, on New Year's Day. A lot of good football. New Year's Eve will be the two championship games.
Yeah.
Georgia playing Michigan and Alabama playing Cincinnati. So we'll see how those.
Now, Georgia Michigan's being played, I think, in Miami.
Yes, correct, sir.
And where's the other one being played?
That would be.
Oh, Dallas. Yeah, Dallas. Okay.
Dallas, I mean.
Yeah, I just said, yeah.
I was thinking Rose and Cotton together.
No, it's Dallas. Yes. It's a Cotton Bowl. And
yeah,
I just remembered. Okay.
Good point. Yeah. No, it should be a lot of fun to catch that and see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. NBA hockey's in full gear now. We'll see, what that transpires. A lot of good games in hockey yesterday. To let everybody know, Nashville beat the Rangers 1-0. St. Louis Blues fell to Anaheim Duckies. And the Colorado Avalanche beat Florida 3-2. And Minnesota got beat by Vegas 6-4. Good hockey games, and a lot of people enjoy that. I do too. Ben Bishop looks like his career is over. Captain, he used to be a standout goalie for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yes, he was.
Went out to Dallas, and now it looks like injuries finally got up to him, it looks like. So wish him well in his endeavors, to say the least. NASCAR.
What a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. It is a shame. So, good old NASCAR will be kicking up here probably in a month or so. So we'll be able to watch that. Can't wait to see that good old Daytona. Make it happen there. A lot of people enjoy that to listen to the show. Golf will be kicking up too here in January. So a lot of things to look forward to in the sports world. We'll watch the finals of the NFL games coming up here in the next few weeks.
By the way, why don't you say hello to Leo in Miami?
Leo down in Miami. How about them Dolphins? They're trying to get in the playoff mix.
And you can also say hello to John, who's still listening to us on a Carnival cruise ship headed to Puerto Vallarta. Let's see here. Where is it?
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the ship now. I had it down here somewhere, but that's okay. But anyway, he's on the cruise down to go to Puerto Vallarta, and he chimed in earlier, sent us a message.
No, that's nice. No, it's nice the cruise ships are up and running again, and people are starting to get back to normalcy in their life. we just need to be more civil to each other, though, Captain.
By the way, next time we have a big storm or thunderstorm, this, that, and the other, it's climate change, remember?
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
What a bunch of idiots.
It's crazy, Captain.
They actually are trying to blame it on Trump, on Rand Paul, on Ted Cruz, on the Republicans, whatever, all these severe storms that we had. And by the way, this is while they're trying to crawl. This is while the first responders are crawling over dead bodies in a crushed building trying to get to the ones that are alive. And that's a fact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a fact. In Kentucky, friends up there, and it's not nice.
All right.
No, Captain, God bless everybody. Thank you.
Am I going to see you Tuesday?
I will see you tomorrow, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much.
Right.
And that's Patrick Kylan, the insurance quarterback. And don't forget that we will be seeing him over at Mission Barbecue. He's going to be over there with us. And this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Dominique's Blinds and Decor located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh in Sarasota. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Don't forget. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store and give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Don't forget also that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One more time, phone number 941-922-2345. Okay, real quick, Todd in Tampa, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football, okay? Big win by the Buccaneers. Been here since we were 0-26, okay? My first job was selling Cokes at the old Sombrero when John McKay got Doug Williams, and we went to the NFC Championship game. Great to see the big win here. Let me say something to Jacksonville. I want to talk sports for a minute before I get to politics.
You don't have a minute. You got 30 seconds.
Well, that's all I need. I'll say more than 30 seconds. Anybody will all day. Okay, Jacksonville, you should be yelling for Tim Tebow, who hit Demaryius Thomas on an 80-yard strike. You people in Denver, if Tebow was your quarterback, you would have won a couple of Super Bowls by now. Don't give Joe Biden a dollar. He sucks. He's the worst president we ever had. And stand up for our country. Peace, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. Okay, now, don't forget, tomorrow, Tuesday, I will be over at Mission Barbecue, have lunch with the captain. Patrick Hyland will be there, so stop by and see him. You'll get an opportunity to meet Patrick, and he can talk a little sports. He can talk a little insurance. He can talk a little whatever. So there you go. And I will be back two nights, same time, same bat channel, right here, wherever you're listening to me on the radio or the internet or the satellite dial. So I look forward to talking to you then. In the meantime, go out, make a good day, and please, please, please remember all those people hit by the tornado. Say a prayer for them. They're still trying to find survivors. God bless America.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.